Today's thought for the day is brought to you by Jack Kelly.
In chapter 7, verse 17 of Job's book, he asks God, "What is mankind that you make so much of them, that you give them so much attention?" A fair question, and one that many of us will have pondered at some point in our lives. Why would the Almighty, perfect God, give our warped and crooked generation just a second of his time? Surely the Creator of the universe has better things to be at than watching over you and me. If we go back briefly to where it all began, in the beginning, I would like to read a few verses from Genesis chapter 1, starting in verse 26. "Then God said, 'Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the sky, over the livestock, and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground.' So God created mankind in his own image, in the image of God he created them, male and female he created them. God blessed them and said to them, 'Be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it, rule over the fish and the sea, and the birds in the sky, and over every living creature that moves on the ground.' Then God said, 'I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth, and all the birds of the sky, and all the creatures that move along the ground, everything that has the breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food.' And it was so. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good." We see so many amazing creatures that share this planet with us, but isn't it significant that only we are made in God's image, made in the image of God, in his own likeness? I think of a son or a daughter, born into this world not by any of their own doing, but of a choice made by their parents and in their likeness. This is why the Bible often describes God's relationship with us as a father and child. Just as a loving parent wants to know what's going on and to be involved in their child's life, so God feels towards us. He wants us to come to him with our failures just as much as our successes, with our doubts just as much as our praises, with our anxiety just as much as our trust. The Bible doesn't promise an easy ride for God's people, but I can assure you that the seemingly impossible obstacles that life can throw at us appear a whole lot more possible with him by our side. Philippians 4 verse 13 reads, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." My encouragement to you today is that God knit you together in your mother's womb. He knows everything you're going through, and he empathizes with exactly how you feel. He cares deeply for your heart, and as the psalmist says, God takes pleasure in those who are his own. Let me leave you with the words of the Apostle Peter: "Give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you."